This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. A busy Noon Business Hour for you today, as always. It is Personal Finance Wednesday. We'll talk merging money, a home buying season preview, Wall Street, personal finance, and United Airlines on the rise. If you're planning a spring home purchase, you'll want to start doing your homework soon. We'll find out why in our next segment. But right now, it is Personal Finance Wednesday. As relationships grow more serious, couples must decide whether to merge finances, keep them separate, or strike a balance. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Sandy Brager, Chief Client Officer and Partner at Aspirient. Sandy, thanks so much for being with us on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so it is a tough decision, finances with your partner. How exactly, you know, and obviously it's different for every relationship, but how do couples decide whether to merge those finances or maybe keep them separate?
Andy, that's right. This is a topic that comes up for all couples, all ages, all situations. And I want to start off by saying that there's no right way to do this. It's really important for both partners in the couplehood to think through and determine what's going to work best for each of them and jointly together. And one of the ways we approach this with our clients here at Aspirient, who are corporate executives, family business owners, and entrepreneurs, is to really focus on what is the intent, what are the values driving both partners, what are the goals that they're trying to achieve. Now, when you ask someone what your values are, you might kind of get a pause there. So a great way to get into the values conversation is really by asking your partner to tell stories about their life. When did they feel most in control of money? What that makes them feel more comfortable about money? How have they handled money decisions in the past? All of that can lead to a very fruitful conversation.
So you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of factors here, especially those values. I'm curious, what are some of the benefits of couples that do decide to combine their accounts? And on the other hand, benefits of those who say, you know what, let's go ahead and keep our money separate.
Yeah, so there are many benefits of combining finances together, and that could be synergies, right? You have more efficiencies, especially if you have a lot of joint bills that you're paying together or joint savings and investing goals. That can be really helpful. Folks who like to keep it separate have really good reasons too. Some of it can be around habits and preferences. Some of the reasons could be related to legal prenuptial agreements that dictate how certain money decisions will be made. And also couples where both partners are coming in from a blended family situation where they have responsibilities, financial responsibilities for others. That can be helpful. And this question you ask, Andy, is really helpful. What I like to do with clients is who struggle with this decision is to put a list together. Look at, well, what are the benefits and the offsets if we were to combine our finances, and let's compare them to the benefits and offsets if we were to keep them separate. And hopefully the couple can then sort of think through this exercise on their own and then have a conversation together and find a win-win that blends the positive aspects of both of those situations.
And Sandy, before we let you go, you mentioned a list there. Any other advice to couples who are maybe not really sure which route to go in their search of balance in the financial management?
It's always helpful to talk to a financial advisor or even a money coach to help think through these things. Sometimes a third party can help. But at the end of the day, Andy, I think it's really important for both partners to be very transparent with each other and set expectations. If they're able to do that, they're going to be on a path to some really great things with their personal finances.
Really helpful stuff. Thanks so much. That is Sandy Brager, Chief Client Officer and Partner at Asperience. Coming up, it appears next spring will be more favorable for home buyers than in recent times.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Home buyers have faced limited inventories, high prices, and hesitant sellers. But conditions are improving and spring promising a better market. Let's get a forecast now for what buyers can expect from Drew Wishover, founder and owner of Inspired Title Group. Drew, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so those of us who maybe have their eyes set on a spring market, what should we expect?
That's a great question, Andy. Thanks for having me out here. The spring market it's really going to be an interesting thing to see what happens, obviously, after the election and, you know, what the home buying experience is going to bring. But I think there's going to be some interesting, you know, nuances throughout the Chicagoland market. It's, you know, we've been having this affordability crisis, and what we've seen is that the home prices that have been in the desirable areas, they've been rising, and they've been rising faster than people's wages have. So this has really caused that barrier for a lot of the buyers, especially the first-time buyers. But there's a confidence that there is going to be a reduction in the mortgage. So we're hoping that this thing kind of balances out.
How could improved market conditions then have an effect on home inventory come the spring?
Absolutely. So, you know, what it will do is people will get off the fence. I mean, you know, if there are attractive interest rates and they lower these rates and they get below 6 like they're predicting, this will put more inventory in the market, which will allow people who are wanting to buy to get out there and look at these houses and make some changes to, you know, their financial portfolio as far as it goes to homes and things.
As far as price trends, Drew, I'm curious if there's any that you're keeping an eye on that buyers may run into here in the upcoming season.
Yeah, it's very hard to you know, predict this stuff because, you know, the minute we saw them drop the rates last month, the interest rates rose. So people are going, what the heck? How is this happening? And, you know, as long as there is a, you know, low inventory, it's going to really just bottleneck this whole people buying, and it's going to just continue to drive these prices up. So something has to free that, and the prediction right now is that with a couple more interest rate drops, as they're talking, that they can get below 6, and this could really motivate more buyers to enter the market. And the overall draft, the drop is not going to be drastic. It'll be just enough to hopefully, you know, start to get some people to kind of infiltrate the market and get out there and buy some homes.
Drew, I do want to touch on sellers here as well, potential sellers, you know, at least. Many, you know, kind of nervous to pull that trigger, maybe worried about not finding a new place that is in their budget. How much does that factor in, and how much could that factor in here come the spring?
That's a great question, too, Andy. I think that's been a discussion that, you know, all of us are talking about. And, you know, why would anybody give up that really great interest rate and move? And so that's where this has to get to a number where it makes sense. There's not that much financial loss. There's equity in their home, and they're able to make these changes. Or those folks that have job changes, or they have to move because of, you know, different circumstances. And, you know, there's always people coming out of that rental market that are going to come into buying and selling. So, you know, the sellers are really waiting for this lower interest rate to happen so that the margin isn't as great as it is now or once was. So that'll hopefully bring some people to start selling those houses and also increasing that inventory.
A lot of stuff to look forward to and keep an eye on here as we head towards the spring. Thanks so much. That is Drew Wishover, founder and owner of Inspired Title Group. Up next, Amazon looking to give its business a nuclear charge.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Amazon is investing more than $500 million in small modular nuclear reactors to help meet its growing clean energy needs, aligning with its goal of net zero carbon emissions. Joining us now with details is Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media and former tech editor for the Today Show. Paul, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. Tell us a little bit about this decision and why Amazon is moving forward here.
Well, the decision is really based on power needs. It comes down to this confluence of everybody's been talking about AI, of course, which obviously uses lots and lots of power. And with that need for power, there is not an immediate availability when it comes to, okay, we're just going to plug into the grid because the grid just has so much capacity. So Amazon said, look, if we're going to be spending, you know, they're projecting, by the way, $500 million is this sort of exploratory stage, $500 million. I'd like to be in a situation where I use $500 million to explore something, but they're really ramping up. They're talking about $35 billion to establish multiple data center campuses by 2040, and they need power for all of those. So they're exploring the idea of small modular nuclear reactors, no joke, SMRs is the acronym that describes them, to power all this power need.
And Paul, you know, we're seeing kind of a variety of companies now begin to make that turn to nuclear. Could this be the beginning of a trend in your eyes?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's a trend because it's a need that is absolutely not satisfiable by the current infrastructure. So the trend is really essentially being driven by the absolute necessity. And if they don't have power source, they cannot. Amazon Web Services, which is arguably Amazon's most profitable division, they cannot grow. They just need the power. So these multiple nuclear plants and are going to be hopefully doing that. And also they have zero carbon footprint. They emit steam at the end of their nuclear reaction. Obviously there's lots of questions about safety and so forth, but they're jumping in because of their need. And by the way, about 70% of all web traffic goes through what they call Data Center Alley in Virginia. And that's where Amazon is planning to put these. So there are huge demands already, and that is the need. That's the immediate need and why they're looking for supply.
And Paul, you mentioned need, of course, too. I'm curious how AI factors in here. Experts have said that increase of electricity need is in part to fuel kind of the AI boom. How does that play in here?
Well, when you're generating lots of answers to lots of people's prompts, in other words, I use AI in my company every day, and that's great. It's available. But the question I'm asking maybe demands a tiny, tiny percentage of the power supplier's capacity during a day. But if you multiply that times millions of people plus lots of companies, these calculations that deliver results when you enter a prompt into a prompt bar, you're actually asking a computer, obviously, to make some calculations and to go out and search for stuff in milliseconds. And in some cases, when you're generating video, as I do all the time, you use lots of computer capacity. That is literally power. And of course, more chips get hot. They get too hot, well, you need more chips. And the more chips you have, the more power you need to run those. In a nutshell, every question you ask in an AI prompt is a request not just for information, but for electricity. And so you multiply the growth of that AI, those requests that people are making, millions of people, individuals, and companies, you're asking for huge amounts of power. That's needed right now as we all grow into AI.
Absolutely. Really, really fascinating stuff. Thanks so much. That's Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media and former tech editor for the Today Show. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, dealing with longer lifespans, but not necessarily sustained health.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Chicago's Inspector General makes a bold move involving the city's police department. A court decision in a Midwest state will impact this year's election. Personal Finance Wednesday, dealing with the implications of a longer life, but not necessarily a healthier one. And Chicago-based United Airlines celebrating a major comeback. Sports, the Bulls host Minnesota in preseason play tonight, Game 3 of the NLCS, Mets and Dodgers. Wall Street, the Dow is up 238 points, NASDAQ gaining 17, the S&P up 16. AccuWeather says mostly sunny, a milder day today, the high 58 degrees. Right now, partly sunny skies and 51 degrees in Chicago at 12:31. Chicago's Inspector General making a first-of-its-kind request, asking that some CPD officers be banned from serving in law enforcement. IG Deborah Witzberg is recommending the decertifications to the Springfield-based Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. The list of officers includes more than a dozen who have been identified as members of radical, potentially violent groups. A key decision on voter eligibility has been issued in a central U.S. state.
In a ruling with implications for the upcoming election, Nebraska's high court says people with felony records can register to vote. The state Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that the Secretary of State had no authority to declare unconstitutional a state law that restored the voting rights of those who have been convicted of a felony. The official's order could have kept thousands of Nebraskans from voting in the November 5th election. Many reside in the Omaha area district that will offer the presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, one electoral vote in a dead heat race. The district voted for the Democratic presidential candidate in 2008 and 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, stocks are trading higher today, and joining us now in the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial. Art, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. Your opinion, what is behind the surge we're seeing today here on Wall Street?
Yeah, a couple of names that surprised to the upside in their earnings reports here. Morgan Stanley up about 7% after topping estimates for its third quarter, both on earnings and revenues, and that's certainly helping. I also think United Airlines had a good report as well, better than expected, and those shares are up about 11%. So the earnings season has kicked off in earnest this week. You get about 10% of the S&P 500 reporting, and so far about 80% of companies have been beating estimates by a pretty fair margin. So I think we're off to a good start. I think the market's reflecting that. Also, I think the market reflects a bit of the pullback in energy prices. That's seen as a positive, and certainly the pullback in the yield on the U.S. 10-year hovering right around 4%, was closer to 4.1% a couple of days ago. So to the extent that we've got some catalyst, I certainly think earnings season is going to be the focus here for the next couple of weeks, but certainly today we're getting better than expected results.
A lot of positivity there. The big question then shifts to, will it continue, Art?
Well, I would tell you this, the estimates for the third quarter are very unchallenging, meaning at the start of the quarter, we thought they'd be up about 8 or 9%, and the estimates now are only up about 5%. The bar's been lowered. It's easier to beat and raise coming into that environment. And I certainly think that if you look at the makeup of the earnings reports in the S&P 500, they're really coming from a lot more sectors than they did last year. So last year in the third quarter, most of the earnings growth came from technology, not surprisingly. Now we're seeing about 9 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors expecting significant earnings growth here. So we have a much broader earnings reporting season. I think that's healthy. And I think that enthusiasm can continue here.
What is the biggest threat to stocks, Art, in your opinion, here moving forward?
It'd have to be something exogenous if Israel and Iran really got into a conflict that took out some oil supplies. That would certainly send a little bit of a scare into the markets for sure. Away from that, I would say that the China reopening story has gotten a lot of attention. If they continue to stimulate economic growth and don't see any positive benefits from that, then I think that would be a disappointment as well. Not something that we're predicting here, but both of those we're keeping a keen eye on. China, People's Bank of China came out with some great stimulus action a couple of weeks ago that's starting to flow through to U.S. equities that actually have exposure to China. If that were to abruptly turn, or if it looked like the People's Bank of China is not doing enough to stimulate economic growth, I think investors would take a risk-off attitude, especially for those companies that have a lot of exposure there.
Another issue on a lot of minds, just about everyone right now, is the election coming up here in less than 3 weeks. Curious to get your take on how that factors into the investment strategy.
Yeah, I would tell you this, it doesn't. In large part, I think if you look back, since 1950, the best results we've gotten post a presidential election is a divided Congress, right? So agnostic to who happens to be the resident of the White House after the turn of the calendar and after the election on November 5th, I think it's much more about the makeup of Congress. And if we have a divided Congress and there isn't a clean sweep by either party, I think market's going to be okay with that. They historically have done best in those environments. And if you look at any of the polling, it doesn't look like anyone's going to be running the table here and having a clean sweep of both the White House and both houses of Congress.
And Art, before we let you go, I want to get your take on just advice to the individual investor, any areas of the market that you're keeping an eye on here as we roll through the end of 2024.
Yeah, a lot of investors for the last couple of years have been overweight technology, which has been terrific. But you may be well out of balance. If you look at your diversified portfolio and see that your technology investments have grown such that they're overweight to an extent that you're not as diversified as you thought you were, you want to rebalance. And this is a great time of year to do that. When you start thinking about the end of the year, making tax planning, make sure you're as diversified as you think you can. And don't be afraid to take a look at small caps. They have underperformed for the last 3 years, and they're really starting to come on here. And the environment for small caps certainly looks positive with interest rates coming down and steady economic growth.
All right, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. That's Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist of B. Riley Financial. Up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, preparing for a longer life, which may include greater health needs.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Personal Finance Wednesday, and Americans are living longer, but their health spans are shrinking. That's leading to increased chronic conditions and health care costs, which can have serious financial implications. Joining us with help on dealing with it is Chris Everett, fiduciary financial planner and president of Everett Wealth Solutions, also author of the book, The Prescription for a Healthy Retirement. Chris, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. A very interesting topic here. What is the difference exactly between lifespan and health span?
So lifespan, obvious, you know, it's how long are you going to live? But your health span seems to be shrinking. And so many people have many more chronic conditions than we used to have back in the 40s and the 50s. You know, people were healthy. You could get more nutrition out of the food that you ate. Now, it's changed quite a bit.
You know, how have those medical advances also factored in here to the longevity and health of Americans?
Okay, great question. So, for example, let's take Alzheimer's. Many more people are suffering with cognitive decline, Alzheimer's. And you can wonder, well, is there something in the water? Is there something in the food? What's going on? Because not only does many times if you have Alzheimer's, you may also be living quite long. Could be sometimes 8, 10, 12, 20 years with cognitive decline. So, you know, if I'm going to be kind of negative here, that gives the pharmaceutical industry a whole lot of play for a very long time.
Well, you mentioned
it's kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, no, and you mentioned, I mean, the pharmaceutical aspect here, and it leads well into the next question, which is really the focus here of finance is how does that shrinking health span impact financial well-being?
Right. Well, then all the more reason, especially if you have some cognitive decline in any of your family, you know, your upline, your mom, dad, whatever, you better take a look at that for yourself. Not that I want to speak that over you, but take a look at how prepared are you for a long-term decline in that chronic condition that might last more than you had already planned for. Hire a fiduciary who could really help you look at that issue to make sure your money will last as long as you do.
Fiduciary financial planner, president of Everett Wealth Solutions, author of the book, The Prescription for a Healthy Retirement. Join us this time tomorrow for Tech Thursday. And still to come, Chicago's hometown airline flying high.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
United Airlines says it's starting a $1.5 billion share buyback following a busy summer travel season and forecasts for a strong final quarter. Let's discuss the company's resurgence now with Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University. Joe, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. United Airlines really taking flight here. What kind of factors are contributing to the success here this past summer?
This is really a good news story. I mean, they beat their earnings estimates, earnings per share, $3.33, which is, you know, well above 3.1. But most importantly, analysts usually have something they're really concerned about, that there's some great unknown. And we thought maybe the Boeing production line being so slow was going to crimp their growth. And they're sitting okay with that. And they avoided operational problems that Delta's had. So Wall Street's pretty happy with United right now.
So the company, you know, seemingly very optimistic moving forward here about the future as well. Why is that? And is the success sustainable in your eyes, Joe?
You know, their capacity is up about 3%. The demand is strong. And what was notable about the press announcement is how well they're doing with the basic economy, which is, you know, the no-frills discount product. And they found a way to leverage that, compete with these discounters like Spirit and Frontier. And even hold the line on some of the fees. And that's, I think, good news for analysts, because there's always this fear that the market position of these big carriers is going to be gradually eroded. And the last year, the opposite's occurred, that United, American, Delta are doing well, particularly United, and that the discounters are struggling. So the formula is working. Big international expansion announced a couple days ago, so things are pretty cheerful at United right now.
Well, absolutely. You know, you mentioned that some of the discount airlines are struggling, but there's been success elsewhere. I'm curious, kind of, you know, is the pandemic kind of history in terms of affecting airlines, or were lessons learned here, and that's part of the success?
Yeah, you know, well, for all the good news, I mean, lurking in the background, if there is something of concern, is that full fare business traffic, you know, is not coming back the way maybe people hoped 2 years ago. But that's sort of baked into the business model now. United has made a lot of adjustments to that, and we are seeing a general increase in fares. So the revenue picture is okay, but it's without that, you know, high fare expense account business traveler as pronounced as before. And domestic travel is still is good, but it's not superb. There's these peaks and valleys, and unfortunately, international sort of made up the difference.
Really interesting stuff, and a lot of good news, obviously, for United. Thanks so much. That is Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University. If you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and skip back to the time you want. There is a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.